This is super exciting. So this was the first ever launch of SpaceX's new rocket. It's called Falcon Heavy. And it is, quite simply, the most powerful rocket that we've launched for 45 years. So it can carry more stuff into space than anything that we've launched from Earth for 45 years. The next biggest payload carrying rocket is half the size. So the Falcon Heavy can carry around about 64 tons of payload. The next biggest rocket is called the Delta IV Heavy. It can carry around about 22, so actually less than half of the amount of size. So this is huge, and it just opens up so much flexibility with what we can do in space. We can now launch bigger satellites, more powerful satellites into an Earth orbit. We can launch more equipment to the moon if we want to go to the moon. We can launch more equipment to Mars. One day we're going to go to Mars. We need to put a bunch of equipment on Mars, before we even get there. So we can launch more equipment to Mars. This rocket is so big and so powerful, we can even launch equipment, and that can be satellites or it can be a rover, for example. We can launch equipment to Pluto, which is a planet really, really far out there. So it just opens up a huge amount of flexibility. And not only that, it does it ridiculously cheaply. Like, you can stick something, you can launch your own Falcon Heavy rocket. You can put some payload in the nose cone and send it up for about $90 million, which when it comes to space, ridiculously cheap. Like any other rocket of, even that Delta IV Heavy that I mentioned before, that's, less than half the size, will cost you something like $400 million. So, four times the price. So it's ridiculously cheap, ridiculously heavy, gives us a huge amount of flexibility. Super exciting for the future of space.
So it wasn't just the most expensive car out of all time.
It was that too. Things can be multiple things at a time. It probably was the most expensive car out of all time. Tesla, who was obviously owned by Elon Musk, same as SpaceX, put Elon Musk's own Tesla Roadster into the nose cone. Like you said, stuck a dummy in it wearing a spacesuit, put some David Bowie onto the stereo, and launched that sucker towards Mars. It's hilarious. It's brilliant. It's it's super inspiring. I've never heard so many people so excited about space as there have been over the last few days. But you do also have to wonder. It's launching more junk into space. We don't really need more junk into space. And you do sort of have to wonder about the symbolism of a middle-aged guy launching a red sports car. It's a little bit of a show of wealth. And, if you see a middle-aged guy driving a red sports car around town, you might think, is he compensating for something? Yeah. Who knows?
Or it's just your jealousy projecting onto...
It could be that too. No, I genuinely love this. I think it's just, as far as stunts go, it is brilliant. And it's a stunt that gets attention and inspires people, but it's also not just a stunt for stunt's sake. It's really showing... we've got the technology right now. This is the start of a whole new era in space flight, and super excited about that.
Ben Lewis from Australia's Science Channel was with us talking about the latest research in the science world. How long do you reckon that car will be out there?
Well, they've kind of put it into an orbit which should last for millions of years, if not billions. It is potentially there for the rest of time, just cruising through space, listen to Bowie, or until the batteries run out. Elon Musk basically tweeted that his dream is that in millions of years, an alien race might find this car floating around Mars or floating around Earth and wonder what the heck's going on. So inside the Tesla as well, he tweets a picture of one of the computer chips that controls the Tesla. And engraved on the computer chip is made on Earth by humans, which I think is really, really cool. If, in millions of times, it's millions of years time, it is still cruising around and it is found, there's going to be this chip saying where it came from.